favorite songs from Warren.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him too.
He agreed. Eric Turner on the phone now. Founding member of Warrant. How you doing?
Good morning. No, I started the band.
That's beautiful.
When I was 19 years old, Jerry and I started the band. And that was in 1984. And here we are, 40 years later, maybe a little longer than 40 years. Right. Coming up on 40 years this summer, we played our first show at the Troubadour in Hollywood, and we're still doing it. And, you know, we get to play 50 shows a year or so, and we're looking forward to coming out to Monroe, Connecticut.
Yeah, do you know where Monroe is?
It's in Connecticut.
That's all you really need to know.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yep.
Like most people know, you know, New Haven, Hartford,
right.
Stamford.
Greenwich.
Of course, yes.
Right. Monroe's not too far from New Haven. It's probably 35, 40 minutes from New Haven.
Yeah.
The first time we played in New Haven, I think, if my memory serves me correctly, it was a place called Toad's Place.
Okay.
That's right. It's still open.
Was that and there?
Yes, it's still open.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's celebrating its 50th year.
All right. I'm happy to hear that. Yeah. We had a blast.
Need to go back. Yeah.
Playing Toad's Place. It was very memorable, especially when you're, you know, 24 years old or so. And,
what do you remember from it?
On tour. I just remember the place was packed. People were having a great time, and it was a
lots
crazy
of big hair.
Night.
Lots of big hair.
Yeah. Well, the thing about that club.
Lots
that,
of big hair, yes.
Yeah. The thing about that club that artists liked is that they had awesome sound.
Yeah.
Awesome sound people and awesome lighting. And it really had a vibe that was friendly to musicians.
Yeah.
Like everyone from Stevie Ray Vaughan to Bruce Springsteen, U2. I mean, you name it.
Billy
They've
Joel,
all
yeah.
played the Rolling Stones.
Yep.
Yeah, it was great. I don't, you know, coming from California and my first time in New Haven, Connecticut at the time, 24 years old, is very, I don't know, just... Is it a college town? A lot of young college people partying.
Yeah, Toad's is nestled in the Yale campus, but also surrounded by, you know, Southern Connecticut. And I mean, I could go down a whole list.
Yeah.
It is a college town. Yes.
Good time. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I can tell you. We had a blast. First time in Connecticut. First time in New Haven. Toad's Place. Might have been a radio station involved.
It was us.
Yep.
It was a blast.
It was this radio station.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, we
I was... I'm a little late, 40 years late.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, I was I was doing the overnights when this album came out, and we added it immediately.
How could you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you again for that.
And you know, Heaven became the real big song.
Yeah, the love ballad.
But I helped 32 Pennies get added.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really wanted 32 Pennies to be a single at some point, if
that was
not even the first one.
It's the
you
strongest
know,
song
the
on
label.
The album.
That was my pay per week.
Yeah.
No, but what I would
yeah,
do
but,
is...
You know, nobody listens to the guitar player, man.
Right. You know? But yeah, no, 32 Pennies, great. Song, and what I would do is I would just write it down on our request sheet
right.
over and over and over.
Ah, look at that.
And our music director, who's Bassman at the time. Yeah, I lied, but you know, it's like
no, it's like stuff in the ballot box.
I was speaking for the people.
Yes.
I knew what the people want
exactly.
And we added it because of the high demand of requests
every
during
single
the
night.
Overnight program.
It's amazing, like three or four times.
You could hear it in a second that this is a catchy hit song.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It grabs you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
They should have listened to you.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. They should have listened to me and you, man.
Seriously.
We're going to play that song at the Jam at the Dam. We'll be playing 32 Pennies, I'm happy to say.
Awesome.
Yeah, Jam at the Dam happening Friday, July 25th and Saturday, July 26th at 1545 Monroe Turnpike. And Friday night is Steelheart, Firehouse, and Warrant.
Yep.
Saturday night, George Lynch and the Mob, Dokken, and Ace Frehley.
Wow.
Which night do you think is better, Eric?
Friday night for sure.
Friday.
Yeah, Friday's that
without
is
a doubt.
I gotta say, that is a strong lineup.
Oh yeah, it's a kick ass lineup.
Do you know the guys in Firehouse?
A lot of good songs. Yeah, we toured with them, and we did on our Cherry Pie tour, we did like 75 shows with Poison, then we broke off and started headlining our own tour, and it was Firehouse and Trickster were our opening acts on the Cherry Pie tour.
Forget about Trickster. What happened to Trickster?
We go way back, yes, with the Firehouse boys. They're great.
Nice. Well, you guys also did the whole Sunset Strip thing. Do you have other friends, like other bands from like, you know, the 80s that you hung with?
Yeah,
I think you asked the question this way. I'm gonna
interpret for me.
What is Eric? Give us one story that is like the most 1989 Sunset Strip rock band story.
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I don't know. You put me on the spot. I'm like the worst storyteller.
Are you really?
But
lowered the bar. Now you can tell any story and it'll sound good.
Look, you can do it.
That was
great.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Back in the Sunset Strip, it was just crazy every night. There's thousands of people, thousands of bands, you know, everybody's handing out flyers. The streets are covered with, you know, flyers on the ground. People are stepping on, of course. But coming up, when we were coming out, you know, you had Quiet Riot, Motley Crue, their album just came out. We were opening for Poison and clubs. They hadn't got signed yet. You know, you had the LA Guns, the Faster Pussycats, of course. Guns N' Roses. You could go see most any band any night, you know. It was just a great scene. It was just a great rock and roll scene with all the decadence that goes along with it, you know.
Did you?
As you can imagine.
We've all seen
the movie Dirt.
Were you guys like living out of a cardboard box, or how were you guys surviving in that environment?
We were living mostly in the valley, in a city called Van Nuys, and we had like two apartments and five, six of us, you know, all living in, you know, sharing two apartments with our road crew and band members and whatnot. So,
did you have day jobs back then?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Not everybody did, but I did. I got a job at a grooming shop, dog grooming shop.
Oh, wow.
They do pickup and delivery.
Like rock and roll cuts.
So I would go to like Jermaine Jackson's house and pick up his dogs or Pat Benatar.
Wow. Damn.
You said you didn't have good stories.
Hey, he left a tape over here. Why is that? Wow.
So that's what my gig was, you know.
Well,
working there, and then of course we rehearsed a lot and we played a lot of shows and we built up a following and eventually got a record deal with Columbia Records.
So you're a young guy, you're working for a dog grooming place, and you ring the bell at Pat Benatar's house. And
do you have a guitar in your hand?
She opens the door and what's she wearing?
Well, you know what? I never saw her.
Really?
You know, housekeeper, whatever, brought him out. I did see Neil out there a couple times. And
what a cool dude he is.
Yeah, super cool. Never met Mike when I went to Jermaine Jackson's house. He was never there. You know, the maids, whatever, would bring out the dogs.
Wow.
Put them in the van.
Were they wearing like one glove?
For a ride. No.
They moved the
no
dog.
Gloves at the time.
No.
Michael's got the other one.
I will tell you, his house in Beverly Hills was, the carpet was the whitest carpet I've ever seen. Like, I don't think anybody could ever step on it. It was just, it was crazy. The crazy white mansion. Everything was white.
Wow. What kind of dog?
I don't remember. There's three or four.
Yeah,
four of them.
But purebreds, I'm looking like a mutt.
But Pat Benatar, Neil and Pat, their dog was a collie, a big fluffy collie. I think the dog's name was Flash.
Flash?
Something like that.
Did you give him like a rock and roll cut, like him, like, you know, put stiff stuff in his hair?
Mohawk.
Nice.
Yeah, mohawk.
Nice.
Dyed it all different colors. Cool. No.
Aquanet the dog,
Eric Turner's on, founding member and guitarist of Warrant. They're coming to Jam at the Dam Friday, July 25th. We're linked up to tickets. So you're like 1989 in Hollywood playing there. I'm thinking like Van Halen still showing up. I mean, even though, this is after Dave left.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, would you still run into Eddie? Like, would he show up at some of these gigs to see who the hot new up-and-coming guitarist is?
No, I never met Eddie. I'd been at similar parties or events when he was there. But I did. We were playing Gazzari's, and I was driving down Laurel Canyon, and I just kind of you look around and shit, and there's Alex Van Halen out there in the driveway talking to somebody. I'm like, I'll never get a chance to meet him again. I'm just going to go say hi.
So nice.
I turned around and pulled up. I said, hey, Alex, we're going to play Gazzari's tonight. You should come out or something like that. And he was super cool. Talked for a few minutes. But yeah, of course, going out to clubs every night in Hollywood, you'd see all kinds of different people, celebrities and actors and actresses and,
like a who's who.
Roxy and Drew Barrymore is running around. She's like 16 years old and going to all the clubs and stuff. And
yeah. I saw Firestarter.
It was a different time. It was a different time.
Awesome. A really magical time.
Seriously. Yep. Will never happen again. Yeah.
I don't think there's a scene like that now, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like the scene now is Nashville.
Probably, yes.
I think you're probably right. That's probably the most similar thing with all the people in the streets and everything.
All the up-and-coming artists playing. Yeah. Local. You could walk in and, you'll see tomorrow's superstar.
Yep, clubs are right there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the city clamped down on the Sunset Strip and all the people and everything out there. I think in the early 90s, the people that live in the Hollywood Hills right above it got sick and tired of all the trash and garbage and people sleeping on their lawns and everything else you can imagine.
That was comfortable.
So the Cherry Pie song, I forgot who I spoke to, someone in the band, and they said that that was pressure from the record label asking you guys to make a Pour Some Sugar on Me.
That's pretty much the gist of it. We finished the album, sent it off to the label, Donny Einer. Listened to it, and Janie wrote all our songs. He called Janie and said, I'd like to you guys to record one more song for the album, something like Love in an Elevator meets Pour Some Sugar on Me. Would you do that for me? And Janie said yes. And so he wrote the song. We demoed it real quick, sent it off. And so then we went back in the studio, reset up the drums, and all convened and recorded the song and just had fun with it. Our friends in Danger Danger were in town, so we had them come sing on the record with us.
Yeah.
And then CC DeVille is a good friend. We had him come down and play the guitar solo on it, and we just didn't take it too seriously. Just had fun with the song, and all of a sudden the album's called Cherry Pie, and it's the first single, and we're doing a video for Cherry Pie, and it was all Cherry Pie for a couple of years there.
Nice.
How'd you feel about that?
Love it. It's just fun. It's one of the fun songs.
Yeah, I mean, it sold a zillion copies. The video is it's iconic video.
Life is good.
All of that.
Yeah. We did 200 shows in support of the album, and so it was good times.
I like you. I think you're an excellent storyteller.
Yeah, man.
We're looking forward to seeing you and Warrant and all the bands, Steelheart, Firehouse, Friday, July 25th at Jam at the Dam. We're linked up at WPLR.com. Eric, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you guys and everybody listening. If you're curious more about Warrant, go to warrantrocks.com, and that's our handle for everything. Warrant nice. Rocks.
Warrant Rocks.
Gotcha.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, guys. All thank right. you.
All right, see you then.
Oh, they thought they had the album. They're like, here it is.
Yep.
They're going to love it.
Yeah, one more.
Right. Yeah, we just need a super mega hit.
Right. It worked.
Yeah. Swinging on the low. Swinging where we want, because there ain't nobody home. Swinging to the left, yeah. Swinging to the right. Thinking about baseball. Swinging all night, yeah.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.